Patty, there are many elements of the coronavirus crisis that have put vulnerable people at increased risk of suicide. And as KCBS's Megan Goldsby reports, it has gun violence prevention groups issuing a warning now about weapons storage.
If you needed another reminder to store your guns safely, let it be these statistics.
We saw, after the SARS pandemic in China, that there was an increase in suicides, particularly among the people that were experiencing the most social isolation.
Kelly Drain is research manager at Giffords Law Center.
And we also know that in the United States, after the Great Recession from 2008 to 2010 or so, we saw nearly 5,000 additional suicides in the United States that researchers associate with that economic recession. And so given that we're seeing some of the unemployment numbers come out that suggest that our economy is in a pretty extreme crisis at the moment, I think there's reason to believe that some of these patterns might repeat.
So what can be done right now? Well, in extreme cases, remember, California does have a law that allows family to call the police and have a gun taken from their home if they believe someone is at imminent risk of suicide. As for everyone else,
it's really important that we're, taking responsible measures around firearms in particular during this time. One thing that families can do is that they can store their guns safely. This can protect all members of the household, but particularly children and young adults that may reach for a gun that it doesn't belong to them.
Guns should be stored unloaded and locked up, a message that Drain is hoping gets to all of the new gun owners out there who were part of the panic buying trend. Megan Goldsby, KCB.